You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair. That time of day, that time of week where we welcome back into studio the executive director of the Michigan Theater and the State Theater in Ann Arbor, my co-host for Cinema Chats, and a good day to you, sir, Russ Collins.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Want to thank everybody who called in for the fun drive, and thank everyone who supported Cinema Chat in particular.
Yeah, well, we had a great response, and we thanked all who called. If you missed your opportunity, always the occasion to do so by visiting our website, hitting the donate button, and filling out the form, sending it along, and further supporting Cinema Chat and moving into its 26th year on 91 WEMU.
Wow. So, Deb and I are actually headed up to Ludington tomorrow. The Michigan Theater Foundation is getting an award for
By the way, breaking news alert.
That's right. We're getting a state history award for in honor of the restoration, renovation of the State Theater. So we're very, very proud of that. Especially proud that we were nominated by the Ann Arbor Historical Foundation. So they look after the care and feeding of Ann Arbor history, and it's a tremendous organization, so we're very, very proud to get the award, but
I'm glad they did it and get nominated. Yeah, congratulations, and it took a village to renovate that theater.
That is so true.
Thanks to all who were participating.
Yes, all who donated, all of the professionals that were involved in putting it together, and again, to the Ann Arbor Historical Foundation.
Yeah, well, congratulations on that, and enjoy your trip to Ludington.
Well, thank you, thank you. Lovely, lovely Northern Michigan in the fall.
Hey, you want to talk movies?
Yes, definitely. So we have two movies that are very exciting that are opening up this weekend. Judy, which is a
biopic. Fiction,
it's a biopic about Judy Garland, and it's set in 1968, before she passed away, unfortunately. And it was 30 years after she rose to stardom in Wizard of Oz. Now, she was a contract player with Hollywood Studios back then, so had been in other films, but it was a real breakthrough. And The Wizard of Oz was a big-budget film. It actually lost money in its first release.
Well, if you think about the special effects that were in that film for
absolutely.
That day, that
color
is
was
extraordinary.
A special
effect. Well, yeah, right. Yeah, it was extraordinary.
Absolutely. And so anyway.
Still looks good.
And she was a concert performer throughout her life. She was on vaudeville before she was in the movies and continued with concert performances. And that's what this movie is about. It's a 1968 concert performance in London. There's a 5-week sold-out run of the Talk of the Town series that this concert was a part of. And Renee Zellweger's performance as Judy Garland has gotten universal critical
I was going to say, I couldn't find a bad critique.
No, it's true. It isn't.
Everybody, to a person, is predicting awards.
Yep. Judy Garland was a beloved performer, and Renee Zellweger's performance is beloved already. So we'll look forward to seeing that.
Judy Garland was one of those amazing performers who personal life might have been a total wreck. And she was having all sorts of personal issues. But then she'd walk out on stage, and all of a sudden, she was Judy Garland.
Yeah. PBS has just finished up their country music. Series,
right?
And
don't tell me too much. I've got it. TiVo'd.
Roseanne Cash talks about her father, the stage space when he was performing. His life disappeared, and he was that performance. He was that person, and you get the feeling that Judy Garland was kind of the same way. All the troubles in her life disappeared, and it was a safe space.
It was the one place she was at home. Yeah.
So anyway, performers are interesting folks.
Indeed.
Well, Aquarella.
Say that three times.
Exactly. Is a documentary film, but it's really
the star is water.
That's right. It's a movie about water. Now there's a few things that are interesting about this. One, it's kind of a travel log of various forms of water and places that water plays an important role on Earth, and water certainly
and
plays
it is,
a role everywhere.
rightfully recognized as the world's greatest power force.
Yeah, and source of life in so many ways. The thing that's filmically interesting about this film, thematically, it's interesting to travel around the world and see the power and effect of water on the earth, on humanity, on other creatures. But the film was shot at an accelerated frame rate. Now, most movies are projected at 24 frames a second. And this film was shot at a very accelerated capture rate, and it's being projected at 48 frames a second.
So for the layman, what difference am I going to see, or what difference am I not going to see?
Well, there's a clarity of image that you get at a faster frame rate, which is particularly noticeable when there's a tracking or a pan shot. So if the camera is moving but the scenery is staying still.
You might get a little jump or skip.
Yeah, you get a little jitter in the way that the audience perceives those pans or those...
And this kind of eliminates all of
that. And it eliminates them, and it reduces them to the point that you don't perceive it at 48 frames.
So when we talk about a beautiful cinematic experience, this is enhanced beautiful cinematic experience.
Well, it's part of the beauty is the clarity of the image, which is extremely important when you think about water. So the filmmakers made some very interesting choices. Now, put on your calendar a week from today.
Because?
Joker is opening up, and this is a film that also has gotten great reviews. It won the top prize at the Venice Film Festival. It was extremely buzzed about at the Toronto Film Festival.
Joaquin Phoenix is, again, getting that kind of award talk.
Yeah, it kind of looks like, as of now, Renee Zellweger for Judy and
Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah, Joaquin Phoenix for Joker are the two films that are going to walk away with at least the acting prizes. So, but that's a week from today, so we'll talk about that more next week.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. David Fair alongside Russ Collins, and a couple of special screenings that if you've never seen him before or want to see him again, they seem to come around a lot.
That's right. Well, we're doing Murray Monday, so we got Groundhog Day this particular Monday at 7:30, and that's going to be
how ironic is
fun
it that you go see that again and again and again.
And people do. And A Girl Walks Home Alone at Night is playing as a free screening as part of a Muslim horror film festival that's presented by the Global Islamic Studies Center. This is going to be Tuesday, October 1st at 9 o'clock. This is a whole series that's going on, and this is a film that got a tremendous amount of buzz. A Girl Walks Home Alone at Night at Sundance, so go check that out. And then the Manhattan Short Film Festival is playing on Thursday, October the 3rd, so a week from today, but set some time aside to go to that because you get to vote along with people all over the country about which films win the Manhattan Short Film Festival.
That's fun. That's fun to participate
in. It is a lot of fun. People really
Downton Abbey still doing gangbuster business?
It's great. Ad Astra is another film that you need to go see. Linda Ronstadt, The Sound of My Voice, is a documentary film that people really like, and she's a very compelling person and a very compelling performer. So go check it out. At the Multiplex, the opening up at the Multiplex is Abominable, which is an animated family film that's got, it's about a Yeti and these kids that they encounter and how they are trying to protect this Yeti and get them back to his home.
And why wouldn't you want to protect the Yeti?
That's right. Keep him away from the scientists.
So, you know, I was looking into that film and, you know, I have a 5-year-old grandson.
Yes.
I'm trying to figure out if that was appropriate for his age thing. And you know what? 82% approval on Rotten Tomatoes so far. And the critic reviews are good. It's supposed to be a good film for the family.
Yeah, and it's a sequel, and the earlier films went over very, very well. So Abominable is definitely worth checking out if you got a 5-year-old to take. And there's just a tremendous amount out there as well. So Brittany Runs a Marathon, It Chapter 2 are playing, as well as Honeyland, which is a really, really interesting documentary about a woman and her mother and some gypsies that come into the community. It really disrupts life. It's a documentary film that's very, very compelling.
Check out all your options on our website at WEMU.org. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and I thank you for joining us for another edition of Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.